politically charged sermons can have varying effects on congregations. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, R. Kari Brown, associate professor in the Department of Sociology at Wayne State University, examines the pulpit.
July 2005, downtown Detroit. On the steps of Central United Methodist Church was Reverend Ed Rowe, delivering a sermon about the Iraq War. He persuasively connected Jesus' Sermon on the Mount to the Iraq War. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God. But are we bringing peace to Iraq, he argued. This made me wonder whether Reverend Rowe's sermon could convince listeners to see the world as he saw it. Or did his sermon simply go in one ear and out the other? It turns out, sermons like this, charged with political statements, matter to public opinion, especially when considering the race of the audience. Our study indicates that when accounting for religious faith, partisanship, and social demographic characteristics, white attendees of political congregations are more likely to adopt policy positions that promote poverty reduction, racial equality, peace, immigrant rights, and the like. However, this relationship does not hold up as well for blacks and Hispanics. It's not that blacks and Hispanics are less motivated by clergy pronouncements about social justice. It's just that white attendees of worship settings that discuss political issues are likely to hear sermons that challenge their assumptions about how their theological beliefs square with their ideas about fairness and privilege. It's possible that these congregations attract progressive-minded whites and reinforce their commitment to policies aimed at promoting greater equality for citizens. Conversely, for blacks and Hispanics, these sermons may not associate with their attitudes because they don't challenge what they already believe about the government's obligations to its citizens. And so, it's possible that political clergy, like the Reverend Rowe's of the world, can move white Americans to think more critically about social justice.
That was R. Kari Brown of Wayne State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.